In defense of those who harbor terrible ideas at tax time, it must have seemed like a good idea at the time, like so many others, sleeping with that guy, not checking the address, letting him put it in without a condom just the once. Who hasn't done all that and worse, is what I was thinking, driving to H&R Block to get my taxes done and listening to the radio where everyone keeps talking about the young black gay actor who orchestrated a fake hate crime against himself. It must have seemed like such a good idea to him at the time, I think, clutching to my chest the scattered bits of our financial life, receipts and pay stubs, the record of all I've spent on poetry contests, and that workshop on musical theater, enough to buy a hot tub, a cheap used one anyway, on Craigslist, and that might or might not be a disaster too, you never know. I've booked an appointment with the nicest CPA in the world, Dennis, who says to me, "You're not a cookie cutter person. Don't be ashamed of your life." Really, he should be a therapist instead of an accountant, but I hope he stays at this job forever, smoothing out my crumpled 1099s, recording the $500 I made coaching for Poetry Out Loud, the $1,000 from that one contest I did win, and then all the bills when our old home's ancient plumbing gave up the ghost. It's more than I can face head on. This evidence of how we live and earn and spend and waste our lives. And I heard that the young man, an actor, staged the crime against himself because he felt he wasn't being paid enough, though I bet he was paid more than a poet. Well, who isn't? And who, in the end, doesn't feel attention must be paid, although few would go to such lengths to get it. I've had my share of bad ideas, God knows, and all of them seemed good to me at the time, and so have you, I bet, and so has everyone. It's the human condition, after all, to be assailed by a million thoughts a day, most of them insane. I remember I once thought of becoming a dominatrix, for example. That didn't last long. Then I thought maybe I'd write a play about a woman who becomes a dominatrix in late middle age to pay the bills, and well, you see where all this is heading. I have to forgive this young man his terrible idea. I have to, because in my own way, I've been him. And while we're at it, all those others whose freakazoid fancies must have seemed brilliant to them for a minute, the way all our eurekas do at 3 a.m., gleaming like fool's gold. Haven't we all chased them like magical butterflies through the meadowlands of imagination, only to end up empty-handed and chagrined and far from home?